is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Imagine you're traveling through another dimension, the infancy of television. It's the 1950s when television is entering American households to offer game shows, suburban sitcoms, and sun-dry programs to help toddlers stay entertained. Though universities tried to seize the educational uses of TV, their efforts quickly succumbed to commercial interests. Parents and teachers soon complained that the TV set was an idiot box. Newton Minow, head of FCC, condemned TV as a gateway to a vast wasteland. It will corrupt young minds and vulnerable teens. TV culture, according to this growing and outraged consensus, threatens to destroy civility and family values. Then came the Twilight Zone. Suddenly, television viewers were encouraged to think. In a mere 30 minutes, we were invited to enjoy twists and turns, contemplate absurd endings, figure out the interplay of the narratives and the scenes. For the next 5 seasons, millions of us had our minds captivated by a prisoner falling in love with a robot, a woman encountering herself as a child, aliens plotting the consumption of human flesh, hapless individuals making deals with the devil or death itself. We witness a slot machine calling out to a tormented gambler by name, mannequins coming alive, and a banker who suddenly finds he can read other people's minds.
I'm Rod Serling, kind of an expatriate from the Twilight Zone. I'm a writer. I've been one almost 20 years. I've faced its problems and enjoyed its rewards. And that's what I'd like to spend a few moments talking to you about, writing. Have any of you ever thought of writing? I'm one of a dozen writers who believe that there are many talented people all over the country who could write well, who could write successfully, if they had the proper guidance, the proper encouragement from experienced professionals. And now there is a way for you to learn writing from famous authors like Bruce Catton, the eminent Civil War historian and Pulitzer Prize winner. He's also an editor of American Heritage magazine. Faith Baldwin, one of this country's most productive writers. She's written more than 80 novels and has managed to bring up 4 children, too. Quite a trick. Leonard Sirk, distinguished author and publisher. He's head of Random House, and you've probably seen him on What's My Line. Mignon Eberhardt, ace mystery writer, and author of more than 50 whodunits. Max Schulman is a novelist, a dramatist, the creator of TV's Dobie Gillis. And Max has the dubious distinction of being the only writer I know who's shorter than I am. These famous writers and I felt that we wanted to bring our professional experience to people who want to write. So we joined with other well-known authors in every field to start the Famous Writers School. This is a unique home study school that brings you sound professional training, no matter where you live. You learn right at home on your own time schedule. Yet what you're offered is the kind of individual attention you could never receive in a classroom. The Famous Writers School is located in Westport, Connecticut, the home of many professional writers and artists. The banks of the Saugatuck is the alma mater, the Famous Writers School. It's also the home of the Famous Artists School. Each year, thousands of people visit the school and are welcomed by trained guides who show them how our home study method of teaching works. This is Gordon Carroll's office, the director of the school. Gordon was an editor of Reader's Digest and Time Magazine. He's having a meeting with Faith Baldwin and Max Schulman. Faith Baldwin, Max Schulman, and other members of the guiding faculty meet regularly with Gordon Carroll. Out of meetings such as this came the textbooks for the Famous Writers course. They took 3 years to produce. Into them has been instilled the knowledge of some of America's most successful writers. They contain everything we know about writing, and we never stop looking for ways to improve them. But a school is much more than textbooks. It is also professional instruction, and the core of our school is the gifted group of writers and editors who make up our instruction staff. At seminars such as this one, they discuss their students' problems with members of the guiding faculty. Today, they're meeting with Mignon Eberhardt, well-known mystery writer and member of the faculty. And her guest, Herbert Mays, who is editor of McCall's magazine, made it the leader in its field. Guiding faculty members guide the development of this school, its instructors and its students. The actual instruction begins right here. When assignments are returned to the school, they come to what we call Instructor's Alley. To people like John Green, a former editor and magazine writer with many years of experience, before editing this student's assignment, he's going over her personal folder, which contains comments from instructors who've already worked with her. Elizabeth Lansing has written nearly 40 books, was an editor for Dodd Mead, and was on the staff of Q Magazine. Having thoroughly reviewed her student's background and progress record, she now begins editing his assignment. She may spend as much as 2 hours making corrections, rewriting, reorganizing. Tom Gadd has already reviewed his student's progress and has edited her assignment. Now he's dictating a personal letter, giving her his suggestions and advice. There is a closeness between instructor and student. Students frequently write to their instructors about their writing problems, their accomplishments. We've seen the Famous Writers School, met some of its guiding faculty, watched its instructors at work. But what about the people for whom the school exists? What about its students? They live in all 50 states. They've sold more than 100 publications. They've published books. They've written magazine articles, newspaper features, and material for TV. We're proud of them. People who have found their way to professional writing through the Famous Writers School provide inspiration to members of the faculty, including myself. We share their joy in being published, their satisfaction of being paid for it. It's quite a feeling, I know. As a college student, I sold my first radio script for $150, and I carried the check around with me for more than a month. I showed it, I reveled in it, I couldn't bear to spend it. It's that first sale that's the big one. If you want to write, there may very well be a first sale in your future.